Taking Stock with Pim Fox and Carol Masser. On demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Free for iPhone and Android devices.
Yes, recalling the movie Patton. There's a reason. I don't know whether you've seen the movie Patton, Doug Sciocca. Doug is the chief executive and partner at Cavar Capital Partners, helping to manage about $300 million. Joining us now on the Ring Central phone line from Leawood, Kansas. Doug, maybe you have or haven't seen. Have you seen the movie with George C. Scott in which he portrays General Patton?
Boy, I don't believe I have. I certainly am familiar with George C. Scott, but I don't recall the movie in any.
All right, well, I'll just give you the quick synopsis. Is there's a moment in which Omar Bradley, another general serving under Patton at the time, looks at and is being told about the disposition of the battle, and he says to the general, he says, "Look, George, I can read a map." And I'm wondering if you take a look at the map of the market, this is something that looks like it's just going to continue straight up. Is that so?
Oh, I don't know, Tim. I think that along the map imagery, we were given a little bit of telegraphing by the Federal Reserve Bank back in May, on which they actually finally followed through just this past week. And I think that the response of the market was one of relief, maybe and from a binary perspective, that the world and the market didn't come to an abrupt ending. And I think some of the data that's surrounding their decision to taper is giving an interesting indication that there is some underlying healing that's taking place in the economy. How that represents and presents opportunities in the capital markets, I think, is going to be a little bit less symmetric than it was in 2013 looking ahead.
Why is that?
No, I think if we do believe the data, and I will say we're not big conspiratorial data skeptics at my firm, GDP, which came out today, was
4.1%. What's wrong with that?
Undeniably strong. And we think that within the equity sector of our portfolios, reflecting that strength, we need to be favoring some mid to late economically sensitive cycle stocks, materials, industrials, technology, things of that nature. And within that sort of broad brushstroke of opportunity identification, we have a few themes, right? If you think about an elevation of economic activity, you also ought to see a corroborating allocation of capital expenditures at the corporate level. Right, everyone, Tim, forever, and not untruly, has been speaking about the generally high cash balances, some of which have been worked down of late through some shareholder-friendly pursuits like higher dividends and increased buybacks. But now that the taper has started, the less cheap money may, in fact, offset some inertia that had persisted in the past in getting money moving. Right, Jim Paulson, who you've had on and has done a very eloquent job from Wells Capital discussing the velocity of money and its dislocating influence on the market, number one, because it is so new versus what we've been used to, this higher price of credit, albeit very small, but also because this has the prospects in allocating dollars toward capital expenditures of actually reducing profit margins ahead of an uptick in sales volume. So if you do see earnings fall in this transition, even at the current market multiple, prices may have to come in a bit until, and here's the hope or the projection, there is a pickup in demand on the backs of both a business-to-business and business-to-consumer segment of those different industries that I mentioned.
Hey, Doug, can we use Ford as an example, particularly this week? I mean, I was looking at the news, of course, about Ford cutting back on its profit estimates, but it says the reason has to do with where it's investing its money to take advantage of this cycle that you're describing.
Ford has always been a pillar of forward thinking and implementing its strategy. And of course, Alan Mulally, I think, has been given the requisite credit for that. If they're going to double, or maybe even more than that, Pim, double the number of vehicle types, makes coming into 2014 and 15, and looking to broaden their penetration in foreign markets, I give them a ton of credit. I mean, as far as being forward-thinking in allocating capital in a productive fashion that's going to have returns greater than its cost. So doesn't, I think they could be a good harbinger of that.
And doesn't that really just highlight the change that the industry has dealt with? You're looking at a dividend that's 2.5% at Ford, and now people are talking about, well, gee, stock's up 18% so far this year. Can it give me more? It's not even a question about capital accessibility. It's about deploying the capital now.
Deploying the capital, and it's also a focus on the total return prospects and use Ford, but not specific to Ford in this case. When the investor is looking from a capital allocation standpoint, dividends are important. Growth of dividends is more important. And if the prospects for a return on shareholder value, not just shareholder cash, are greater with a portion of otherwise capital that would have been put in the dividend camp to invest back in the business, higher rates of growth, I think over the long term, that's very prudent, even if in the short term, there's a disruption in the cash flow that's available for distribution.
I want to thank you very much. Doug Ciocca, Chief Executive, Cavour Capital Partners, joining us on the RingCentral phone line from Leawood, Kansas, helping to manage $300 million. This is Taking Stock.
Taking Stock, weekdays at 2 p.m. Eastern, in New York on Bloomberg 1130, in Boston on 1200 a.m. and 94.5 FM HD2, or on Sirius XM Satellite Radio Channel 119. Copyright 2013 Bloomberg LP.